you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 23rd episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about BTS's comeback, the Notes 2 book, and more. We also interviewed members from the UK BTS Army fanbase. Let's get it.
Welcome to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. You guys ready for the giveaway winner announcement?
Yeah!
Yay! The studio audience is ready. We don't have a studio audience, but okay.
It's me. Whoop whoop!
Yes, Roseanne is the studio audience. We have two winners for the BTS Map of the Soul Army Bomb Special Edition.
Ooh.
The first winner is... Drumroll, please, Roseanne. Maggie Penn GMP. Yay!
Yay! Yes.
And the second winner is Chloe. Oh, sorry, I should do the drum.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oops. We got rid of the drum.
Where did the band go? Okay, the second winner is drumroll, please. Chloe.joseph902.
Yay!
Congratulations to our winners. For the winners, please email us at interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com with the item you won in the subject line. For example, MOTS, MOTS Army Bomb winner.
Stay tuned for more giveaways next week. But right now, you guys, we have 3,400 followers on the Himalaya app. And remember, once we hit 5,000 followers, we'll be giving away all of BTS's albums. So we're halfway there, you guys. We got this.
Thank you guys for following us.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
For this week's Army Term, Nettie will be explaining what the dance line and rap line mean.
Today's Army Term is dance line and rap line. So the dance line originally consisted of J-Hope, Jimin, and Jungkook. But recently, as of mic drop, they added V to the dance line. And the rap line consists of J-Hope, RM, and Suga. But I'd like to think that Jungkook was part of the original rap line. Although he's not anymore, but that's okay. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Nettie, for explaining what the dance line and rap line mean. We can't wait to hear the other Army terms our premium members will explain next.
Yes. So, Jose, how have you been doing?
So, I've been feeling a little bit better than last week. And I think it's of a selfish reason because my birthday was this past weekend. But half of it was because of me and the other half was because it's also my dad's birthday. So, we celebrate
That's
together.
Right.
We didn't go anywhere other than my parents' home. We just had lunch, dinner. Dessert. We weren't there in the morning for like breakfast, but still it was pretty nice spending time with them. We got a lot of gifts, and it's because it's a really special one, I guess. They our family prepared like a mini party for us, like they decorated their home and stuff because
That's
it's
sweet.
My 30th and or it was my 30th, and then my dad it was his 70th birthday.
What?
So
wow.
It was like big years, you know? And yeah. So we celebrated and we had a really, really nice time with the whole family. And like I said, eating, laughing, playing good. Games and just chilling, you know?
Yeah.
But how about you, Roseanne? How are you feeling? How you doing?
I've been doing good. There's just a lot of ongoing projects all about BTS, basically. And for those who are listening, you probably understand how overwhelming things have been in the last couple of weeks. Just so many things dropping. And we're going to go over some of those, you know, in a bit. But yeah, look forward to an upcoming project that I'll be posting on YouTube. The title, I could give you guys the title. It's not like no secret project or anything. It's called This is BTS. So you already probably know what it's going to highlight. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. A lot of editing. And I noticed me and Jose have been a lot more active on YouTube recently. But we can't wait to I can't believe I'm actually saying this, Jose. We're going to announce BTS's comeback in a podcast. Because I think ever since we started this, we started this before their on comeback, right?
Yeah, we had the... I think we were in the middle of the announcement process. We knew what was going to happen. But we weren't really there from the very beginning of an announcement. You know what I mean? People already knew when we started the podcast. People already knew that BTS were coming back with Map of the Soul 7. But this time around, this is going to be, I guess, technically it is our official first time experiencing the comeback on the podcast as well. Because we're going to be able to report on all the announcements. And like you said, we've been busy. And I think it's mainly because of that. Because BTS, when they come back, they haven't even made their comeback, so I shouldn't even say when they come back, but when they make announcements, when they make announcements, it is not just this is the date and that's it. No, it comes with a whole package deal. You need to start deciphering things and making sure you got everything ready in your calendar. You make time. You take time off work or school or whatever the situation it may be. You need time.
Right. You start making alarms because you can't. You have to stay up at 12 a.m. Korean Standard Time. Everything is dropping right now. It's crazy. So it's a whole, fiesta. Yeah. It's a whole.
That's true.
A whole journey. And you know how they emphasize or talk a lot about the journey?
That was nice, Roseanne.
Thank you.
A journey, tying it back to the album. I see what you did.
Thank you. See? So BTS finally dropped a date. We somewhat had a feeling that they were somewhat going to come back in August or something was going to drop in August. We didn't really know. They announced that on August 21, 2020, the new digital single by BTS will be released on Korean and international music streaming sites. Oh my god. Try not to cry. I'm just kidding. But it's a single, you guys. It's not a pre-release. I believe it might have been Jin who mentioned that they don't know if they're going to include this in their upcoming album. So it's just more of a gift to us.
For ARMY. I mean? Yeah. They made that clear in the announcement. Because Tae, aka V, is the one who came. Well, it was funny because this was actually supposed to just be a V live stream with three members, because that's what the title of it was. Mm-hmm. But surprise, surprise, all the members were in there where they were recording. They were all there. And slowly, slowly, everybody started joining, and Tae was the last one to join. Or I guess speak. I shouldn't say join, because if they were in the same room, they were all there. But he was the last. Yeah, exactly. He was the one to make the announcement. And he even said, we have a single for ARMY. And he's the one who stated that it's going to be, a single. And, it's going to be released on August 20th. So immediately people started asking if this was going to be on the album. But they even don't know that yet, if it's going to be on it or not. But I feel true. It's really special, because have they done this before, Roseanne? Can you, maybe we can ask our listeners, and maybe we missed something in their past where they announced this themselves on a live stream.
No, other than RM slipping up sometimes. I'm just kidding, RM. I'm just playing. No, they have not had themselves officially announce this. So this was like totally new, and I don't think anyone was expecting this during like the live stream.
Yeah.
So, and I maybe it makes more sense because this, well, their upcoming comeback will be like a self-produced. So maybe it makes sense that they were the ones to announce it.
Yeah, to keep it in that same theme of like, we're going to be the ones announcing it. And it's kind of cool how Big Hit is like backing them up in this, because it's not until that V-Live stream was aired and it was saved and everything that later Big Hit posted on Weverse the official, I guess it's a notice, right? Or release? Yeah. How do you call that? Of the actual notice. Announcement. Yeah. An
official announcement on the Weverse, yeah.
So that was kind of cool to see that they waited for the guys to do it themselves. So that way, you know, this is official, guys. Like, here we go. Let's get in it. This is the new start of a new era.
But during the live stream, the boys did give us a little bit of a hint as to, like, how the song's going to be. They said that they felt the fun summer single could give positivity and good energy to those around the world who are affected by the current situation. I believe, see, I didn't watch the live stream. I mean, even if I did, I wouldn't be able to, like, understand them on the spot. But there are translations out now. I believe, was it J-Hope who mentioned that it was similar to, like, the Mic Drop remix?
You are correct. I think he said Mic Drop remix and Wasted on Me, Steve Aoki's track. But he said that in relation to the being in English.
Got it.
That's I don't think he said it as in like, this is gonna be how it sounds like, you know? Because Mic Drop remix and Wasted on Me are two very different songs. Yeah,
that's right. You're right. You're totally right. But, oh yes, that's right. Because V also mentioned that the track was originally in English. And then the bandmates themselves felt like the lyrics were great as it is. So marking that, you know, this could be the first time the whole group, OT7, will perform an all-English track. Now, we, like I said, we don't really know yet. It hasn't really been confirmed that it is all in English. Just off of what they've been saying, we're speculating that. Yeah,
we have this information from them, and, like, we don't have anything in writing, you know? Like, there are articles reporting it, but we don't have anything from Big Hit stating, you know, this is their very first full English track. But if we take the guy's words for it, then it is, you know, that is going to be an English track. Which I'm like super happy that they decided to do it on their terms. You know what I mean? It wasn't because of like somebody telling them or forcing them or anything like that, because we know they've been killing it with their Korean music. So it's just, you know, like they said, it's a gift for ARMY. And they're like, you know what? It felt right to keep it in English. So why not? You know?
Very true. And okay, so there's that point. If it is in English, the fact that this single will also be eligible for the 2021 Grammys under Song of the Year and Record of the Year. Now, I believe the due date for the Grammy submission is August 31, and this song is dropping on August 21. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know. And the fact that I was seeing on Twitter that, well, usually when they are trying to push a song in the US through radio stations, the radio stations are usually sent the song like ahead of time. And it seems like the radio stations know something. So I think they're giving like a radio play push around this time around. So, you know,
well, I hope they play them, because if language was one of the reasons that the radio didn't play them, this is no longer an exception. You know?
Yeah, like, there's no excuse now for...
excuse, not exception. Well, I guess it is an exception in the sense. Yeah. Like, they were like, oh, let's play everybody except for BTS. So I guess it is an exception. But excuse, that's the word. Thank you. there's no excuse not to play them if this is going to be for that reason. You know, that they were like, oh, they don't sing in English, so we're not going to... No. Girl, y'all better play our boys now. There are no excuses. Also, now that you mentioned the Grammys, do you think, because I know that there's a lot of categories and I don't have them all memorized. Yes. And I know some categories are for something specific and sometimes you're like technical stuff. I know there's one for best group or duo.
Oh, that's right.
Do you think it would classify for that as well? Or do you think that category is just for the album? Because, you know, they divide stuff from album to song, and then sometimes they nominate the artist itself and from not just their work. Yeah. So now I'm thinking for the grouper duo, for sure they can qualify in that, whatever work they submitted for. I just don't know if it's for song, album, or maybe just overall, you know?
Well, we know for sure, like, the Map of the Soul 7 already qualifies for the Grammys for 2021. Yes, yes. So that already they have an album and then they have a song. So no doubt I feel like BTS would qualify for, like, you know, group or duo of the year. I felt they were robbed last year, but you know, I'm not saying,
you can say it. You can say it. Because so I agree. Everybody agrees.
I know, right? So it's kinda like if this song doesn't do it, like, we already know how it is with the Grammys.
Like, but there's definitely something shady going on.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep, no, for sure. If you, like, who in the right mind would say that BTS doesn't, even nominated, they weren't even nominated last year. Exactly. That was a thing. Mm-hmm. For them to say, like, BTS doesn't qualify to be nominated as, like, the best duo or best group of the year, you know, like, something's off.
You know, now that I checked, because I took time to check, it's actually for a song, the category that I'm thinking of for best duo or group, because I'm a Gaga stan. Y'all guys know that. I think I've shared it on here. I also love Lady Gaga, and she won for Shallow with Bradley Cooper. That was a song. It wasn't like for an album or anything. Yeah. No, was it last year? I don't remember.
Or 2020, sorry. Oh my God.
2020, yeah. I believe it could be for the song. So
they could even qualify this, huh?
Yeah, even after Song of the Year, or Record of the Year, they could even do that one too.
I don't want to keep my hopes up too high, but let's just hope that they are given the radio play they deserve, the overdue radio play. Oh, we forgot to mention, I'm sorry, you guys, the VLive stream name was Jin Jung. So it was Jimin, Jin, and Jungkook. So that's, but you know, like Jose mentioned, it turned it into like an OT7 stream at the end. And so, yeah. But here's a couple of things that was mentioned for those who didn't get the chance to listen to the stream or found the translations. But Tae did mention a little bit more about his mixtape and that it's coming soon. Jungkook, like, you know, teased us a little bit by saying that it was good. So,
yeah.
So I'm kind of like, when is, and we know that he's going to drop it before the end of the year, but I'm like, where, when? Like, I need to be prepared for this.
Yeah.
So much going on.
I wouldn't be surprised if he does it in December, seeing as that's his birth month. You know what I mean? So maybe it could even be a New Year's present or something, you know?
That would be really nice. That would be nice.
I mean, oh my God, I just got shook. I was like, whoa, that could really happen. I didn't even...
That makes sense. I know, Jose, I'm like, you're right. And like... Oh my gosh.
Because, yeah, he did mention, like you say, that he wants to release it before the end of the year. So, and we know he's working hard and teasing us.
He's shared
so much already. I'm like, boy, don't do this no more.
Stop teasing us. I know.
So, another thing that they mentioned was that the new album will be released later in the second half of the year. We have entered, I mean, we've already been for a month the second half of the year, but it's confirmed, like, they will be doing it before the end of the year. And we kind of knew that already too. It's confirmed. We just don't know exactly what month or exactly what day or anything as far as the album. Yeah, exactly.
Might be October. Hello.
They did share that they have finished with the album jacket photos. So maybe right now all they're focusing on is exactly when to drop it. Do you think everything is ready as far as the album goes?
As far as the album, they already have their album jacket photos done. That's like all the photo shoots. And I feel like maybe their music is like 90%. Done.
Oh yeah, they could still be working on it. Doesn't mean that it's like completely done.
Maybe they're just like what's that called again? Cleaning up some of the songs, making sure like
tweaking, fine-tuning, all that stuff.
But as we wait for their upcoming single on August 21 and also their album on October, well, I keep saying October like I'm sure they're gonna drop an album in October. We don't even know yet. We are getting Max's song featuring Suga. So literally, it's crazy, Jose, because the news was just dropped so quick as well. Like, it was one after another. But Max's upcoming album's tracklist was shared, and so people were able to hear a 20-second clip of his song called Blueberry Eyes featuring SZA. So did you get the chance to listen?
Yes, I did. And I even tried, well, not tried. I did a video trying to share it with my YouTube subscribers. Oh, but after a couple, I don't know how many hours, I was asleep. But the next day when I woke up, it was blocked.
Oh, no. I mean, it's an American song, right?
Yeah. So. And with American labels, girl, I know you've probably experienced this too on your channel, but like, even if it's maybe 7 seconds of a song, they get you.
Yeah,
so this was over 7 seconds, so I was kind of expecting it.
Yeah.
But if in case, what is, I think Max's label is Universal. I'm not even, okay, I'm not even going to say the label. Okay, Let me just word it differently. So if Max's label or even Max himself is listening right now, thank you so much for just blocking it and not giving me a copyright strike. Yes, because when I saw it, I was like, okay, they just blocked it, so that's okay with me.
Oh, phew. Yeah, good thing they just blocked. Okay, yeah, that's good. Lord.
Yeah.
But, gosh, I can't.
But what did you think, Roseanne, by the way? Sorry, we didn't even get to touch on the actual clip. What did you think?
Right. I honestly, it was like a beat catchy. Like, you know how SZA is with his like rhythm and melody of his raps. So already it seemed like it was like something upbeat. Blueberry Eyes already seemed something bright. So the diversity though between his, I know he switches up on the verses as well, and I wonder if that's all like his portion only. I wonder if he's gonna come in again later in the song, or if that was like not the full clip of his rap. Gotcha. I wonder. Yeah, what do you think? What did you think though?
Oh, I think the same. Like even the title itself, it gives you that feeling of, oh, this is gonna be a sweet song. That, well, at least that's what I thought when I read Blueberry Eyes. And I don't think we're incorrect, because that's the feeling that I got when I listened to it. He does rap in Korean in the song. So it's like, I think it's so cool that like these artists like Halsey and Max, they're like letting him do what he wants, you know. That's it's not like forcing him. I guess it wouldn't be forcing, but it's kind of like respecting, you know, him, that like he is language. His language, exactly. And I really like how he sounds when he comes in. I don't know if this is his only verse. Like Roseanne said, we don't know if he comes in maybe a little bit later again, or maybe he comes in at the beginning. We don't know, because this is just a preview clip. But I love how he comes in that clip that we got. It's like, I cannot do it, girl.
Oh, and that's right. Don't like the lyrics.
You are army?
Yes, you are army. Well, makes it to where it says army. Yes.
So he's a genius. And if you guys want to listen to the clip that we're speaking of, just so you guys know what we're talking about, and hear SZA's lovely, lovely verse or part of it, it is going to be on Twitter. That's the for sure place that you're going to listen to it. Just Google Blueberry Eyes and I'm sure you're gonna find a lot of clips with the song.
Yeah, because sadly they took it down from iTunes, I believe. Or iTunes, not iTunes, sorry, what is it called?
It's the iTunes store.
Oh, the iTunes store, it's still called iTunes store. Sorry, you guys, I'm an Android. I don't know. But we can't wait though, because this album is going to be released on September 18th. But we're not sure if he's going to pre-release this song. So we shall see, I guess, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's the thing, that he didn't state if he's going to do a pre-release for it or anything. He was just really excited. He even like did a little video that SZA's on my album and like very excited.
Well, literally, like I said, a lot of things have been going on. A lot of things have been dropping. And so we were hit with another bus recently. Columbia Records on Twitter, but I also believe they posted this on Instagram, they posted a countdown with a link to a website also showing a live countdown.
This countdown, or countdowns plural, there are 7 different countdowns, and each countdown has a different time. The actual site or website, it is bts-082120.com. And obviously, that is August 21st, 2020. Yes. So it leads us to believe that this is in preparation for the new single, because that is when it comes out. Now, each countdown is also in a different color. And if we look at the microphones that the guys use, each color corresponds to one of those microphones. Or each countdown, I should say, corresponds to those microphones. Except for Yoongi's. Because Yoongi's microphone is black, but it only makes sense that they did another color, which in this case is lighter green. It's because the website is black. So yeah, if they were to do a black countdown, there would literally be a space, a blank, like you wouldn't be able to see the countdown.
Like, what?
Yeah. So they did a light green color for his, to represent his color.
I mean, Jose, what do you think these countdowns are for? Other than the fact that you know, we already know it matches with, like, the members' mics, or at least that's what seems to, because it matches perfectly with the colors, you know? Mm-hmm. What do you think these are?
So, obviously, the last one, I think, is for the single, because it leads up to the 21st of August.
Got it.
But the rest of them, I think a lot of things, and I think maybe we can get all of these, we just don't know when. And I hope we get a timeline soon. But I'm thinking we could get maybe part of the lyrics, like maybe an image with a little paragraph or some sort, or a line from the song. Uh-huh. Maybe that could be one of the things. The other one, obviously, would be concept photos of some sort.
Ooh,
to go along with the song. I don't know if there's going to be a music video. Another one that I'm thinking is a music video teaser. Or it could be two teasers, like they've done in the past as well.
Oh, yeah.
Other releases could be the actual song title. Like one of those countdowns could be for the song title, the reveal of the song title. Also, I know it's a lot, right? Also, if they were to do highlight reels, maybe these could also be countdowns for highlight reels.
Y'all know I want highlight reels. I miss some highlight reels. It's been how many years, BTS?
We need answers, please. We need answers.
Those are really good theories, though.
Those are the ones that I have, like, I guess could be the most basic, but I also thought the one that's the first release that we're gonna get, I think we're either gonna get like the title for the first countdown, or it could be the timeline. Like this first countdown is revealing the timeline, and it's gonna tell you you're gonna get this on this day, this on this day, kind of like what they did with the previous comeback and for Festa, you know?
Got it. Yeah, where they actually give us a schedule instead of us being on our toes.
Exactly.
That makes me think even more, because I wonder if they purposely, obviously they purposely did like time countdowns for things. So the first thing I did think about was like, is it like a teaser for each member, because it coordinated with the mics?
Yeah.
But then if the last one really does fall exactly, you know, at 12 a.m. Eastern time, so when is the actual song going to drop? Because then that doesn't count. The countdown doesn't count the actual song. If I'm thinking of like the seven countdowns being part of the seven members. So I'm like,
gotcha.
So, I mean, I would love to have the highlight reel. That's just me wishfully thinking. But I think, I'm not sure if this single will connect to their storyline as much as I really want them to. But at the same time, because you know how like they mentioned that it might not even be part of the album. Yeah. But, I mean, the Smeralda blog did drop the hint of it, something dropping in August, so that somewhat connects it to the storyline. But if
that's true.
If it's a fun song, I'm like, the storyline's not fun. Like, you know, it's pretty sad. I don't know how you can make this, you know, uplifting. You know what I mean, Jose? So I'm like, I'm all over the place with that right now. So
yeah, it's a lot of conflicting things, because you're so right. If the Smeraldo blog mentioned that there's going to be something at the end of August, late August, and this corresponds to that, you know, storyline, the August 21st release, it makes you think this is connected to the Bangtan universe. But then you're told that it's an upbeat and like summer song for ARMY. then you're like, wait, that doesn't really correlate with the Bangtan universe.
No, it doesn't. So I'm kind of here like, I don't know. Oh, oops, I hit my mic. That's how crazy I am. Oh, Lord, I'm a mess. So I'm just betting. I'm just going to go with this theory that each of the colors are connected to BTS. So, for example, the first one is red, which is J-Hope's mic color. And maybe they'll reveal like a verse of J-Hope singing or rapping. So the next one is RM, Jin, Suga, Jungkook, V, and then Jimin. So I'll wear my clown mask. I'm ready. I've been wearing my clown mask a lot anyways the last couple of months.
We all have it ready.
We do. Goodness sakes. So we've been like keeping you guys updated with like the Smeralda blog posting stuff. I mean, it is still posting things, but they've started to drop snippets from, it seems like it's like a teaser for their upcoming Notes to book. If you're not familiar with it, the Notes is like a compilation of diary entries, but it's all connected to BTS's storyline. So it's all like, it's their fictional storyline, you guys. I don't know. It's been pretty fun to see, Jose. Like, they drop it every time at like 6 p.m. And then we're just all going crazy. Like, what is it talking about?
Yeah, and it's important to note that this is the actual Smeraldo Books Twitter account that does it. And like Roseanne said, they've given like teasers in a sense, because they actually do this with clips from the highlight reels. Mm-hmm. So they want you to be able to connect the storyline, connect dates. When does this exactly fit in with the whole timeline? You know, like they give you an actual clip of what they're talking about or that it's related to. And it's exciting because this could also be for something in the future. At least that's what I'm thinking too, because it's like everything is hitting you at once. So I'm just like, it can't be just a coincidence that the Smeraldo Books Twitter account is also posting new things when the comeback is coming, you know, like, and the Smeraldo blog is also posting stuff. Like, it's all coming at us all at once. What I do like is that they're also translating it to English, Japanese, and Spanish. They're not just, you know, posting it in Korean and then we're all trying to figure out what they're saying. Yeah. They're actually posting translations. So I thought that was a nice touch.
It is. They're acknowledging that, you know, we got the international armies out there. Don't work too hard translating it, because the book is actually pretty, well, at least the first one that I have is pretty thick. So that's a lot to translate. So thank you, Big Hit, for thinking about us. So those were the updates we had for today. Let's go ahead and start our favorite segment, Love Army, where we read letters written by you guys. And if you want to submit your letters or voice recording, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. And please don't feel discouraged if we haven't read your letter yet, because we could always read them in our future episode.
Today we have one letter, and it comes from Lisa. And Lisa says, I don't know how to articulate what you've done for me. I don't know how to say in words how much you've changed me for the better. I've spent my life looking away from mirrors and not taking photos. It's better to not see the girl with the birthmark on her face that's smaller than everyone in height and weight than to see her and finally see why everyone wants to bully you. It's easier to avoid what you have always thought was the truth, what you always thought was something others saw, and not so much you. If they see it, it has to be true, right? But you see, it wasn't the truth. And if it weren't for you and the Love Yourself series, I wouldn't have known that. I found you, BTS, in 2016. Lost, wondering what's the next step in life, I found you and you brought a happiness to me.
However, even in happiness is a bit of pain. And although I found you, you hadn't found the message I was begging to understand. After a terrible start to 2017, you brought to me the Love Yourself series. That series taught me levels of pain and happiness, and most importantly, love. I've become a better person now. I no longer avoid the mirror, and I'm becoming comfortable in the skin I'm in. I don't know how to articulate everything you've given to me, the seven men I've become more than grateful to know in this lifetime, other than simply saying thank you, I purple you, and I will be a better me. Not just for you, but for me. Lisa. Wow, that was very powerful, Lisa. Like,
she's reclaiming her power in loving herself. I love that last sentence. I purple me. You and I wow. will be better, a like, better me, yourself. And that's not how just it for be. You. You should be for me.
Loving yourself mm-hmm. for you. And, you know, we could find that process through BTS. But if we don't do it for ourselves, you know, that's the main goal there. And I'm so uh-huh. happy that now, like, you've become a better person now. You feel like you're being a lot more comfortable in your own skin. And that's how it should be. And I'm really, really happy for you that you feel like you've grown. So I'm happy, Lisa. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lisa.
Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. Not only does Himalaya have tons of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but our brand new members-only version of this, Interlude Army Plus, is only available on the Himalaya app. When you become a member of Interlude Army Plus, you'll get all ad-free, exclusive episodes, giveaways, and more. You'll even get these episodes a day early. And the best part is, Interlude Army Plus is available for just $4.99 a month. So download Himalaya and join Interlude Army Plus today. Welcome back to Interlude Army. Today we're interviewing the UK BTS Army fan base. Please welcome Ash and Annie.
Yay!
Yes. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, please.
Hello, my name is Annie, and I am the creator / admin / whatever, you know, a creator does of a fan base account. I'm 22, and I currently study psychology alongside, you know, supporting BTS Ooh. And doing yada yada yada. Yes. Yeah.
That sounds nice. I'm Ash. I'm from actually the US, but I lived in the UK for quite some time now, and joined UK BTS Armation to handle and manage all the events. Mm-hmm. And I finished my second master's recently, so now I'm living in Korea working for the moment.
Wow. That's amazing. You guys have, like, amazing background. One is learning psychology. I need to ask you a little bit more about that because I love psychology, but I'm not studying it. But, you know. And Ash living in Korea, I got so many questions for you guys. But
I bet.
No, I really appreciate you guys being here, especially knowing that one of you guys live in UK and the other lives in Korea right now. That is, like, crazy yeah. totally different time zones. So we appreciate you guys being here.
It's okay.
We love being here. We love it.
Thank you. I do want to learn a little bit more about you guys. So
okay.
My first question is, how did you discover BTS and what made you a fan?
I actually first discovered BTS not because of their music, it was because of American Hustle Live. So everyone always asks me, what song? And I'm like, but it was the show, because their personality was hilarious. They have a channel in the States, because I'm from LA, that played American Hustle Live. I had like moved to the Netherlands, so I didn't pay as much attention to it. And then I got back into the show when I found some links. And I just found them hilarious, and I thought they were precious because they were innocent. And even though they had some thoughts, processes that I was a little questionable, and it was great and cute to watch them like become who they are now. From there, I started paying more attention to their songs. My favorite era is Young Forever, which is 2016, but I really got into BTS doing The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, which is 2016. So yeah, it's whole journey. It's paying attention, but I didn't get like as involved as I am now until
So it's kind of like similar to Ash as well, because I obviously a lot of people when they, you know, talk about BTS, they always ask like, what music did you like first? Like, what MV did you watch first? It's like, no, like I also watched American Hustle Life, and when I joined, it was like around in between 2015 and 2016. But the way it happened was like, I think like the way I got into BTS was because I was nosy.
Ah.
I don't know, like, so I had like a family friend over like for summer, back then. Mm-hmm. I go to their room, and then I see them watching like this YouTube video of like these random guys just dancing. Mm. And then like every single time I go into their room, it's like it's always the same exact people and the same exact dance practice. And I was like kind of irritated me in a sense. I was like, why are you guys watching this? Like, what is so great about this? And then they were like, it's K-pop. And I was like, what's K-pop? Because like when I heard about K-pop, I thought like, you know, kiddie pop, or that's what I was thinking in my mind. So then when they told me that, like, you know, you should get into them, you should get the interview, so I was like, yeah, I'll try that. So then I came back downstairs to my room and I was just like, no, I ain't gonna do that because I don't have time for that. And I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do what I need to do and just like be nosy and find out like why are they so, you know, into this.
It's always the one.
I was thinking, I'm just gonna see a music video and then just, you know, be like, okay, yeah, they're cool, they're all right, okay, next. But then somehow I just found like American Hustle Live, and I just ended up watching it every single time, like when, especially when I was in college, like I'd watch it on the sideline. Like my nosiness just got the best of me.
Yeah.
So then after that, I was like, okay, I guess I like them. And now I'm like, okay, now I like bands, but the only band I like is like okay. Nothing else.
That's hilarious how we all like, how you guys also like started off that way. That's a very unique way of getting into BTS, like through American Hustle Life. It's just curiosity. That's amazing. Now, another thing I'm like interested in knowing is when and how was the UK BTS ARMY fan base established?
As soon as I, you know, finished American Hustle Live, and I was like, okay, yeah, you know, March 7th, 2016, and it's gonna be an ARMY. Like, and then someone told me that, you know, BTS posts a lot on Twitter, so you should make your Twitter. And so then I brought my Twitter back to life. Resurrected it from the dead, basically. And when I got there, like, it was kind of like a graveyard on Twitter. I think at one point BTS made a tweet where, like, if you know, I think was it retweet or comment like from your country, they will like do a greeting in that language,
yeah,
of that country.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So I remember, like, you know, retweeting like UK, like just like very vigorously, and it's hoping that, you know, they will say something UK related. And then when they got the results from the poll and everything, and then early, like, let's say I think USA came up and all the other like countries, and then UK wasn't there, and I just felt so sad. Aww. Like, very sad. I was like, oh no, that, well, I really hope that, you know, they will like, you know, notice it. And then like from them, I just saw like Stan Twitter was from like a UK side point of view. No one was like, you know, talking to each other, nobody, like, you never really saw any like UK K-pop fan on Twitter. So then when I just saw how, you know, silent it was on Stan Twitter, I was like, okay, you know what, I need to, whatever I can do to like, you know, change that, like, you know, try to like bring awareness that, you know, big hit, UK does exist, we here, we alive, we breathing. Like, I had to, like, I was like, you know, I want to make that happen. So then, like, I was just scrolling through Twitter, and then I saw, like, one girl, she was doing, like, my music taste thing for, like, BTS, like, you know, tour in the UK. And I was like, this girl, she's doing something. She's making it happen. She's being loud about it. So, bear in mind, I don't know this girl. I have never met her. I haven't even followed her yet. I just entered the DMs, like, do you want to make a fan base with me? And then she's like, and then like the funny thing is she replies straight away. She's like, yeah. I'm like, you don't feel weird about me just messaging you randomly? She's like, no, like,
it's army. It don't matter.
She's like, out of nowhere.
So then she's like, yeah, let's do it. And I was like, you for real. She's like, yeah, okay. Right? And I was like, okay, cool. Can't wait to make, you know, like amazing big fan base with you. So then we got started on it. We started like what name it was gonna be. So like I had to come up with a name. And during that time, Formation by Beyonce was like on repeat, like every single day. So I heard Formation, I was like, oh, like, you know how ARMY's like bulletproof for BTS, and like BTS is like bulletproof, and like obviously like the best in the ARMY, like, you know, la di da di da. I was like, wait, what if I say, like, you know, okay, ARMY, let's get into, like, you know, Armation or whatever, like, or Formation, like, which I had to put like ARMY, like, Mation together. And I was like, yeah, somehow, like, it's like maybe it won't sound right when I say out loud, but in my brain it was making sense to me somehow. You know, let's call it, you know, UK BTS Armation, because, you know, like,
we're getting
Armation formation. So then I was like, okay, UK BTS Armation. So then slowly we started to get, like, you know, people to like join. We just got like a little bit of followers, like at least 100, but it didn't, like, you know, rise until we did our first ever, you know, event in 2017. And then that's like, I think that's when everything started, you know, growing, like people, you saw more, you know, UK army.
That's just amazing how a fan base could just start by just two people come together, or just even one person wanting to take initiative to begin something to bring more attention to a country that is just, I'm sure a lot of people were trying to find a way to be like united, you know what I mean? But it just takes that one person to be like, you know what, let's do this. And then that just gathers and helps the other UK armies out to be more united. So that is really cool though.
Yeah, because like we were like very like invisible, like we were too invisible to the point where like, I was like, I need to do something about it. Like I know there must have been like, you know, other UK fan bases that were there during that time. Mm-hmm. It literally looked like a graveyard to me.
Even I didn't know army existed at all as an American, because you know we were loud and proud about it. And so when I moved to the UK, I actually wanted to start a thing to do events for army, just, and I wanted to try to see if there was any army, because in the States we do events and stuff all the time, like cafes and everything. And that's how I ended up joining, because I contacted Innie and I was like, I'm gonna start doing BTS events, I just found your fan base, you guys seem to be doing really cool things. And then I was like, can we collaborate? And then she's like, do you want to join? And I was like, cool, yeah, dope. And then I found out there's a lot more of you, but they get so mad because they're like, I've been around since this time. And I'm like, really? I did not know.
Like, you don't know how I feel about missing Wings Tour. Like, it still gets me to this day.
We're all fine. We watch it online.
I heard that it's really hard to set up concerts in the UK due to like government or like.
Yeah, it's hard because I've learned about it too with helping with these events and stuff. One, it's the UK government because of, you know, money, profit, whatever. But also there's a bit of prejudice in it based on genres of music. So even when I do just local events, it takes me a lot to find a venue that will allow us, because they have such a negative reputation of one, of K-pop, and then two, of fans. So their thing is just going to be super chaotic and all this stuff. But also I don't understand, I don't get it. But it's also the same with, like, you know, people want BT21 stuff, but there's, you know, you have to follow certain laws to bring it over. And they don't bring BT21 over just because the tags, it's accepted in America, the labels on the tags, but it's not accepted in the UK or in certain areas of Europe. So that's the only reason they don't have it. So unless BT21 sits there and redoes all the tags and everything that meets the code that the UK needs, then they get it, right? So it's just many other rules that the UK has. So I can understand why they didn't get to go, because they probably did not meet it yet.
Got it. Were you guys able to attend the legendary concert in Wembley?
I went to both dates. I had floor on one date, which was not because of me. And I had seats for one day, which was not because of me. Because let me tell you, getting those tickets, my computer kept crashing, even though I had great internet. And my phone was not getting on. I think because it was an American phone. So it was like, no, you're American.
Rejected.
So I have to thank my friend Rainey, who's on our team. Her sister somehow got like 10, 15 tickets and was like, we have 2 floor seats. So me and my friend Alice were like, us. I also have for day two, 200 level tickets. We're like, us. But yeah, well, we went and we did day two banners as well.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's so, must have been such a memorable event. Like, I wish I could have attended that Wembley stadium.
We did so much stuff. Like, okay, so yeah, we did the banners, but also as the event manager, I also did, we had a double decker BTS fan bus tour. So we had fans from all over the world. This was really popularly requested. So it was going to be one bus and the inside decked out as much as we can with purple. And we would have, and it had to have speakers so that we could blast BTS. But because we're going to promote it to those in the UK as we're touring, but also we get to sing our little hearts out. I ended up having to get two buses because I had many, many, many people requesting to join. It was called BTS. Yeah, it was called BTS Army Takes on London. We end up doing an impromptu random dance play in front of Buckingham Palace.
Oh,
we took them to different K-pop shops. We had people from Germany, Japan, Korea, the U.S., even places from, like, Algeria, like, everywhere. And then at the same time, we also had a luncheon. We had lunch there, and that's where we met up to also get checked in, because then we also went to a pop-up by Soko Lab. So they set up a pop-up, and we were able to take over a certain time.
Shout out to Soko Lab.
Yeah.
They're the best.
they decked it out with BTS stuff and all that. Like, we talked them into setting it up, because they had to rent another space to make it bigger. And so our people on our tour was able to go in, check it out, take photos with the cutouts. And then we dropped off at the London pop-up store. Us coming in, seeing an Anpan man brought shock to everyone, because they just see two double-decker buses of armies screaming at the top of their lungs, Anpan man. And, you know, Big Hit saw it and we're just like impressed, I guess. They were like, what else are you doing? We're like, we did a Noreban night, you know, and meet other army, because there was some army that were traveling to the UK early who had nobody and they wanted to do something. So I set that up as well. And we had interviews with Yeonhap. So Yeonhap came and they filmed some of that as well. And then they interviewed me with other activities.
I'm sure they'll always look back at those memories and just, you guys went full out on this, literally. And it's totally understandable why. Now, as a fan base, actually, because I was looking through your guys' Twitter and I noticed that you guys were hosting like a giveaway for two pairs of Samsung BTS Galaxy Buds BTS edition.
Yes.
Like, that's crazy. I mean, other than the giveaways, what else do you guys host? And also, if you could tell us a little bit more about the live stream event you're planning for August.
We do events mostly. And giveaways, mostly. We try to bring more awareness about BTS, I guess. So keep the fans updated on global stuff as well as UK stuff. We do meetups every summer where we go to multiple cities and we expand based on, you know, the votes of cities, but also the members that we have on our team, because we all do this voluntarily. Yes. We use our own money to host these because we want to spread BTS message, but we also want to bring ARMY together, because a lot of ARMY, you know, they don't have somebody, they don't have friends, they get bullied, they're going through a really hard time, and we want to make a safe space for them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get stuff like from, you know, the Samsung Buds, BT Cosmetics did some like stuff with us, Soko Lab, you know, they gave us the perfumes to raffle off, so we try to do that. We've tried to also do like if there's a pop-up event here, which happened last year, we would, you know, buy some of the items for those that couldn't make it and ship it off. So that's just a few things that we do.
Oh, that's very sweet and nice of you guys. It's good karma, though. Like, I honestly believe in that, especially you guys being, like, selfless and very giving, you know, to give to the unfortunate armies or to help out armies that, you know, just don't have the chance to really get those.
If I total up the amount I've spent on those events, because people don't really realize that, you know,
our money's
going towards it. If we charge it, it goes to charity or to help offset it. I've spent over £20,000.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Bits at a time, not all at once.
Well, yeah.
Because I believe in it so much. And I do events already. I love doing events. I love interacting with ARMY. But I don't think people realize, you know, how much work and effort is put into these. And, you know, this is like a full-time job, but we're doing this because we want to. And we're putting everything we can into it.
Because even my mom's like to me, like, what do you get out of this? Like, do you even get, like, to see BTS? Like, mom, like, I'm doing it because I want to do it. Because I think at one point, I must have done like a group order. So I was like, okay, so you're here, like, you know, trying to ship all these 100 albums, but like, what do you get of it? Do you get me? I was like, no, I do it for ARMY because, like, you know, it's something that I want to do. And like, especially like, that's like one of the reasons why I started animation, because like, I want to give back. I want to bring people together. I want to, you know, promote that BTS love, that BTS positivity.
We and, like, get you know, that just bring all the time. What do you get out of this? But I meet, especially in the UK, the ARMYs are much younger. And I meet so many armies and they are going through it and it's not fair. I'm older, so I don't like seeing young ones going through so much, especially at the age of now. You know, I'm 30 now, I just turned it. But when we were their age, we didn't have half of those issues. So it's like, you know, I want to create a safe space. They can relax, they can be themselves, they can feel comfortable no matter your age, gender, whatever. Just come.
Speak yourself.
And in the UK,
speak yourself.
In the UK, it's still very taboo. It's still very weird to some people. So people, you know, to have a space where you can just be yourself and be comfortable and all that, that's what we want to provide. We want to make sure, you know, everyone, they have someone. A lot of people from the events we've hosted have made new friends, or they've worked on themselves a little bit. And that is part. That's why I do it. I made nothing to meet BTS. That's fine. I don't want to know how I would I don't think I'd freak out, but I probably wouldn't speak and I'd miss that opportunity and I'd be mad. So let's just keep it as, I mean,
I have a story about that.
This is like before, was this 20? I think this was 2018.
Yeah.
And I think I wasn't sure if BTS was going to come to the UK. So I think around that time, Fake Love, they were going to do like a premiere in like Vegas for the Billboard Awards. So bear in mind, I don't have enough money at all. Like, I just kind of like, you know, spent lavishly. I'm just like, okay, you know what? I don't care what's going to happen. I'm going to go to the BBMAs. So, and this was my first time traveling out because I think I was 20. Around that age, and it was like my first time ever, like, you know, going out of the country by myself without my mom. As soon as we landed, we went to the Balenciaga fountain, like there's this big fountain in like Vegas, and I think my friends were like telling me that, like, oh, I think they're here, you know, like one of my friends, like, she was like, I think they're here, or like, I think that's them. I was like, no, that's not them, that's probably like, you know, normal people, normal like Asian people or whatever. And then I think I must have like gone down, like, I think there was like a fountain, not like a billboard at the end of the fountain where like, I think Chinese armies did like a billboard for them, bought it out at the BBMAs. And I was like, okay, you know what, guys, let's just go see this, you know, billboard. And for some reason, like, I was like speed walking for no apparent reason. I was just like, you know, let's go, excited and everything. And so for some reason, I stopped at a point like near the fountain, and the place I stopped was like right beside Tay and Hobi, and I was like no, this is what happened. Like because obviously everyone's like, you probably will see them, like there's like a 50% chance or 99% chance. I was like, no, like I'm not lucky like that, like I can never do that. And then I just stopped and I was like, no, it's them. I'm thinking they were watching something on their phone as well, and their bodyguards were there, but like I was literally standing right like next to him, like I was right next to them, and I was like, no, like I can't let them see me like this, I need to run away. I speed walked so fast to the point where the bodyguard was like, he put his hand up, he's like, as if to say, are you okay? And I was like, no, like, just take them away, I don't want to be
just let me get away from them.
I don't want to be next to them, like. And then I think
I get so mad because she moved from another country to see BTS. Two of the members are there, and she runs away.
Listen, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. Like, you know, if God wants to give me another chance, I don't mind. During that time, I wasn't ready. Like, I never expected it to happen. Like, because when I told my mom was so angry, and she's like, "You went all the way to Vegas for these boys, and you ran away. You ran away." Like, I was like, "I shouldn't have told my mom," because like she was so pissed off at me, because she didn't want me to go. Like, she actually wanted me to like miss my plane as well to go to Vegas.
No.
So I was like, "Oh no!" Like, and I think I lost I lost energy after walking that fast away from them. So the point where I nearly collapsed. So my friends had to like give me water, and I was like, I don't think that, I can't believe that happened. But ever since I told everyone, I watched like any, I hate you so much right now.
Oh no, it's, I mean, it's totally understandable how you like reacted that way. And it's kind of, it would have been nice to like be like, hi, hey, I don't know. Actually, because I understand, because I could totally relate to like what you did.
Like, I couldn't, because you know, you like, obviously, like everyone's like, you know, you're going to the same place as them. So obviously, like, it will be like, you probably will see them. But I wasn't expecting it to happen so fast.
I would have at least,
I had to walk away.
I can't imagine if you did try to mutter some words to them. Okay,
it probably would have been a rambling. I'll be like,
okay, bye. And then you ran away. I mean, at least you got to, it's a story for you to tell, you know, even if you didn't get the chance to like really say something to them, it's like a funny story for you to like say, hey, I actually was this close, but I didn't, you know, like, I was like running away.
I mean, she was
so it's funny.
So I guess we can say that's good. You know, it's an example.
I mean, like everyone's like now, if it ever happens to me again, they're gonna like, you know, someone's gonna padlock me to where they are so that I can like talk to them.
I said I was holding you down hostage.
Now, so for those who are listening, though, and especially if they're in the UK, I hope we do have some, like, UK listeners. Where can they find you guys on social media? I know you guys have Twitter, but where else can they find you guys?
So we also have Instagram, which is UK BTS Animation. Mm-hmm. We've also started a YouTube channel, which is called UK BTS Army. We're currently releasing quarantine stuff like for Army to like do while they're at home.
Oh, yep.
Nice.
Which is like currently going on. We also have Snapchat, which is also UK BTS Animation.
Yeah, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. But it's not as active, right? But we do have Facebook if anyone's interested. We upload our photos there from events.
We have like a lot of photos, and also like on Instagram we also have our highlights, so we have like a lot of like, you know, because we've done events all across the UK, so we have like, you know, little like highlights for every event with music and posters.
Yeah, like right now we're highlighting the upcoming event, which is we're doing, since we can't do our meetups in person as we do every year,
we're very sad,
we're doing it online. But it's still hosted by different cities, but everyone's welcome to join.
We basically have a lot of cities, but not all of them are able to, you know, they're not able to have time to be able to, like, you know, indulge in the virtual meetup. So for the virtual meetup, we will be having London, Belfast, Nottingham, Leicester, which is the Leicester one is going on currently at the moment. What other cities is it? Those few, and Brighton as well. So those are like the main ones that are involved in the virtual meetup.
So we just already did a random dance play. That one was kind of like a little smaller one by Zenitsu. So she led it, and we did it live. And so we have like really cool prizes, and so like some of the books I bought some books from the store, the graphic novels to give away. And you know, some stuff from Netmarble, and everyone else in the team got gifts as well. And we have like some competitions, and we're also working on a festival that we're going to be doing with KCC UK and and My Wave Collective, where it's a K cultural fest. So it's like HallyuCon 2020. It's going to be online as well, and we have a whole BTS segment. A live game show, more giveaways, there's going to be a fashion shows, all that stuff.
What? A fashion show? Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I'm glad that, like, even though we have the COVID-19 going on right now and there's a lot of things that we're not able to do, the fact that you guys are still finding ways by utilizing this online live streaming platform to still gather everyone around, you know? So
we're all alive.
I'm glad that you guys are doing that.
We have nothing else to do.
Yeah, and what I like to include that, because like obviously like Ash must have mentioned the city, but she didn't mention the correct cities.
Sorry.
So for the correct cities for the virtual meetup would be I have to just remember as well. We try to like, you know, ask the other cities, but like they're like currently some of them are like frontline workers, so they're not able to like, you know, have time to do it. Mm-hmm. So like we try to tell people like, you know, like it's virtual, so you know you can like, you know, you can attend anyone, like you don't need to travel. Or you don't need to take transportation, so like it's easier to like have access to, and you know we can all have fun and like, you know, talk and socialize. So still a good experience.
Yes. Yeah, making the most of what we have right now. So you know, gotta keep moving forward. And we appreciate you guys like hosting and putting all these events together. You know, that takes a lot of work, and like that's why we give huge props to fan bases around the world. Everything is done, like you said, voluntarily. It's just out of love, passion, you know. So thank you guys so much, you know.
No problem.
We really do appreciate you guys taking the time to be here today. Thank you guys so much. You both are amazing, Ash and Annie. So thank you again.
No problem.
It's our pleasure.
Right. And we'll make sure to stay updated with all the events that you guys are going through. So yes, thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Hoseok, Park Jimin.